It is Tuesday, the day after the ceremony to honor two of our veterans, and there are so many more veterans to be honored, but to honor two of our veterans. Yesterday, of course, it was James Coote Henderson. That's right. He was with the Sheriff's Department for 31 years. He is a Vietnam veteran. He received the Purple Heart. And also Robert J. Livingston, who was a sergeant, got two awards, the Purple Heart and the Combat Infantry Badge. So two were handed out. A lot of people on hand. One of them, the one and only Kerry Bolt, who just keeps trucking on. He's the man that brought the wall that heals. Now, he's going to tell you he didn't, but he did. And a lot of people got on board and helped him. And I know, Kerry, that that ceremony yesterday was very meaningful, wasn't it?
Yes, ma'am, it was. It surely was.
And, you know, one of the things that is we were just talking on about off air, it's hard to understand how a honoring somebody with a Purple Heart can make things so much better. But it does.
Yes, ma'am, it does. It shows somebody cares.
And you have seen a lot of this over in Lawrence when you did the wall that he, not the wall, when you set up the Hall of Heroes, and you're bringing that same program here to Greenwood.
We're going to continue. Yes, ma'am, we are.
And what is that all about, Kerry?
Hall of Heroes, we do it annually, and it's made to recognize veterans of our counties, past and present. And we help them with their shadow boxes, which is the cases with their awards and decorations. And then we publicly display it for a year. At the end of the year, we in turn give it back to the veteran and or his family. And then we have money that we had raised during the year to put up a plaque with a picture of that veteran. And that would stay in our location in Lawrence, the courthouse. And it'll be here now at our Veterans Center. It'll be there forever.
And that, of course, is going to be at the old Greenwood Library. I know that was made official back, what, in mid-December is when that was made official. What has been happening since that time? I guess you've been just on snooze, right?
Oh, yes, ma'am. I've been on snooze.
Tell us about what's been happening with the library and everything.
With the guidance of Mr. Jim Keir, the county administrator, he's helped me get together with different people to actually take all the furniture, book racks and everything out. We've given that to different organizations of the county, churches, schools, and so on and so forth. And now we're in the actual cleanup phase and restructuring of the inside. And then we're working on our project now to actually make a memorial for the building outside and get the public involved in raising money to really expand and make this the greatest center in the state.
Well, you know, you certainly have a great facility to start with. That's number one, I think, as far as that goes. It has lots of space in it. And, of course, yesterday there was a lot of conversation, a lot of buzz. Now, you have already had a rendering of what you hope the front will look like, correct?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
And one of the things that will be part of that rendering, I understand, are these pavers that people will be able to purchase to memorialize someone.
Yes, ma'am. How the idea came to be, I got to be good friends with Tipton Pitts. He's the architect from the Land Art Design Group, and he was one of the main factors for Ware Shoals. And we got to talking about it, and we said that, you know, if a poor community mill town like that could come up with something as majestic as they did in a year, Lord knows what we can do here.
Sure. So this, they will be available. You will be able to buy those. Now, of course, part of what you want to talk about today is this is going to require the word money in order to make this all come together, isn't it?
Yes, ma'am.
And what are you looking for out of that? What is it going to take to make the library, the old library, into the new Veterans Center?
Well, first of all, our county council not only gave us use of the building, but they've also said that they would help with the upgrade of the heating and air, also with the some of the basics of the interior, and also with the roof, if it had any problems. The other thing is 17,000 square feet, so we're still going to need upgrades inside the building. So, like, if a person wanted to personally donate money for a particular room or a business, then what we would do is fix that particular room and then have a plaque honoring that particular person that donated whatever. Mm-hmm. On the outside portion of it, we're looking for money and or assistance to actually take and restructure the front, and it will be in the same format of Ware Shoals, except a little larger scale, and it'll have the War Memorial with the veterans' individual branch signals, insignias, and also the flags representing each branch, and then the yard will become total pavers. So we're hoping that through personal donations, company donations, and or buying of the pavers, that will help us raise the money we need to actually start this great center.
Now, how much money is it going to take?
Right now, we're looking at $500,000 to actually do the complete outside. Because that's actually surveying, having it coming in, graded, and then buying the actual memorial itself. Greenwood, like for Veterans Day, for example, they have a small monument that they go to each year. And it's really great where they do everything. But now, if we're able to achieve what we're looking to do here at the old library, veterans and their families and the public will have a special place of their own.
You know, I think that's terrific, and I think would the project be completed by next Veterans Day?
Yeah.
Terry? Putting you on the spot, Terry.
I'm doing my best, yes, ma'am. And I've really told council, and I'm telling the public today, yes, I'm out here every day, 24/7, 365, to do anything I can to make this happen. My main goal, we plan on having the Veterans Affairs Office move from Park Plaza to the new Veterans Center probably by March. And the reason we're doing that, it's not for a special place for myself and my staff. It's just I can actually have more room for handicapped veterans, and I can also manage the project better from the location.
Absolutely. I mean, that is a big advantage of being on staff there. Well, that would be really tremendous if we could make this happen, that the outside could be finished by November 11th, 2012.
It would be, I can't, listen, you'll have to be giving me oxygen if I can pull
that
off.
Yes,
ma'am.
Well, I certainly hope we can be a big part in helping you pull that off and making sure that people know about this so that it can happen. So, everybody, we need to get on board. Now, just out of curiosity, if somebody wanted to volunteer services like landscaping or that type of thing, are you going to be able to work with that, or
yes,
are you going to have to work with your own staff?
No, ma'am. I can work with anything.
You can work with anything?
Improvise, adapt, and overcome. I'm that man.
You brought the wall that heals here to Greenwood.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Well, that's the one and only Kerry Bolt right here with us. We are going to be talking this hour about the new Veterans Office here. We are with Kerry Bolt, the Veterans Affairs Officer. Some of the things we're also going to cover, how if you know someone or if you are a veteran and would like to be considered for the Hall of Heroes and feel that there is something that could make it right for you. Kerry, definitely you do want to know this, don't you?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
And so when we come back, we'll talk more about that. Don't you go away. We are going to hear a word from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. Saturday, what a day.
Oh, that's right here. We are here with Kerry Bolt, the Veterans Affairs Officer for Greenwood and Lawrence County. And we are talking about what's going to be happening at the old library, which will become the Veterans Center right here in Greenwood. Kerry has some great ideas that will really change the library. I'll bet when we're all finished with this, we'll hardly recognize the library. What do you think?
I think you're right.
You know, because a lot of people have said, oh, it's such an eyesore, what are we going to do with it? And we have found a great purpose for it. So one of the things we were just talking about, Carrie, was the fact that people can donate a wall. They would fix a wall. They would do the landscaping. That you can come on board for any amount of contribution. You're not, of course, you're looking for money, but services and hand labor and all this kind of stuff are going to be a big part of it.
Yes, ma'am. We're asking for anybody and anything, whether it be monetary, supplies, anything. And we want to show also total accountability for anything that's given for this also.
So you were just talking about if somebody came in and said, hey, I'll pay for the painting and the cost of doing a wall, they could end up with a plaque on it that they contributed that wall.
That's correct.
So it can be big projects, it can be small projects, but the thing about this is a veterans center, not only for the veterans, but something for us to be very proud of in our community because it goes to community support of our veterans here.
Yes, ma'am.
So you said you're going to start on doing the outside. Now, how will the inside be handled, or the reason you're starting on the outside is?
Well, the first thing we'd like to do is get the structure sound. Well, the structure is really sound, but I'm saying on the outside, make it more, I guess you'd say, aesthetically pleasing.
Sure.
And just to show what our county's doing and what we're trying to achieve and what's going. Once you see something great outside, you know something's got to be going on good inside.
That's right. And will you be able to go in there and set up offices in the condition? Will you be doing, I guess, some painting and whatnot to get things started and
yes,
then
ma'am.
Go back and...
We're just going to do just the basics, getting the Veterans Affairs office inside, and then we'll start, managing everything from there. But like I was telling you a moment ago, we're looking at partnering down the road here with Lander and possibly bringing the ROTC program in. We also have rooms that are dedicated for any service organization and their auxiliary organizations, their lady auxiliaries.
Talking about if somebody wanted to do a banquet or something there?
Yes, ma'am. If somebody wanted to use the other side that we have next to the museum portion, we'll have would be a banquet area where we could have something great for anybody in the community. And what more of a great place to have it amongst people who've done so much for this country and this county?
Absolutely. Well, I know it's going to be a lot of work. I know this is really the kickoff, and you are really excited to be able to do this. But did you ever think when you started down this road of trying to get the library, you'd end up with the library?
No, ma'am. I did not.
I know. It was all hush-hush. You'd hear around the town, don't say anything, but. So I know now that it's out in the open, and that ceremony, of course, was beautiful yesterday. And you couldn't have done it, though, without County Council. You're telling me Jim Keir has really done a lot to help bring this, move it forward. And that's what the whole issue is. You can have all the great ideas, but if you can't move it forward, it can be a long time coming.
Once I approached County Council, I can't say enough about the council. They were 100% behind this program, still are, and they realized that it's something that needs to be done, should have been done a long time ago. And Mr. Keir, can't say enough about the man. Great guy, and he pounds on my head on a constant basis on how to help me do these programs, and get things going. And I have to get guidance from him daily. So he pretty much is like walking a dog. I'll be the dog, and he's jerking the chain. But he helps me a lot, and he really does.
I'll be sure to turn that comment into him.
That'd be fine.
All right. Well, Carrie Bolt, we are talking about this. Now, but for a lot of people that don't know exactly what the Veterans Affairs Officer in your office does, I think we should put that out there because, we talk about how to get help for veterans. And, of course, I actually had last fall, I had Adjutant General Livingston on, and then I think, is it Colonel Taylor? On talking about the services that they are trying to bring together for the National Guard veterans. What does the Veterans Affairs Office do?
The Veterans Affairs Office is made to do actually three things. We deal with anybody from any branch of service, doesn't matter whether you're Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, National Guard, Reserve, anything like that. The key thing is honorable discharge, and our objective is to help these veterans and their dependents with pension, compensation, and medical. Anything else we do, like Hall of Heroes or this museum or anything like this, that's additional duty. But that's our primary things, pension, compensation, and medical.
So what you're telling me, that, and we've discussed this before, if somebody's been turned down one time before, it doesn't mean that they're never going to get any help if they come to the Veterans Affairs Office and you review the paperwork and everything.
Yeah. Yes, ma'am. The thing is, when a veteran applies and if he's turned down, it's pretty much like a court case. A lot of veterans look at the front page and they get disillusioned because it pretty much tells you up front yes or no.
Mm-hmm.
If you go about midway back in the packet that the government sends them, you'll see it's written down just like a court case because that's the government's way of showing due process. And a lot of times it's they've been turned down based on things they've said and or done, so and they don't realize how to go about the appellate process. So I'll sit in there in the evening, and I'll read claims for people, and I've got about 50 highlighters, and I sit there, and I highlight things, call them back, tell them, hey, this is what you need to do, this is how you need to reapply and or appeal.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I do.
So you are the, you know, if you're not, if they don't see you on the first time getting it, they definitely should come see your office on the second time through.
Now they know we're here and what we're doing, they try to rip the knob off the door every day.
Yeah, they do. Well, that's a good thing. And it's certainly going to be a lot easier when you move over there to the library.
Yes, ma'am. It'll be, well, the main thing there, it'll be more accommodating to veterans that are really, really handicapped. Wheelchairs,
mm-hmm.
because right now when they come in, if you've got two in there, it's like bump cars in my office now.
It is. It's small.
That's
yeah,
right.
It's very tight.
So that's the main thing, more accommodating for disabled veterans.
Now, what are some of the other things you can help with through the Veterans Affairs? You can get them medical. You can help them get a pension that they are. And what about benefits to the family?
Well, like one of the major things we also help with are for our older veterans, we deal with assisted living, skilled nursing care, programs like that, because you've got to understand once people get to a certain point, they need additional care. So like we help them get additional funds, and we also help them find places that they can actually get into.
Sure. So that's for older veterans. Now, we've got a lot of younger veterans coming back. There's, you know, it's not just about the older guys, is it?
Nope. With all the young men and women coming back right now, we're trying to also work with job services, GLEAMS. We're trying to help them in any manner we can to take the great skills that these young men and women have and try to get them to the head of the line and get a job.
So there's a lot of assistance there. And, of course, we've got a lot of veterans coming home now that have IEDs and all these type of things have happened to. There's some travesties as far as, and it's different type of injuries than what we used to get out of war.
Yes, ma'am. A lot of more emotional injuries, you would say post-traumatic stress disorder. A lot of these young men and women also have traumatic brain injury. So that's where you need counseling, and we have a group here in town with a small place to go. So we're looking at maybe somewhere in the summer having them move to our location, depending on, you know, how fast we get the building structure fixed. But there's a lot of things I'm trying to get in that building that will accommodate veterans and this community.
So this is what's coming, folks, and it is a tremendous thing. I know, Carrie, that you never say it's never about you, but you know what? Without someone with a vision and without somebody constantly trying to work the angle, shall we say, to make things happen, it wouldn't happen, Carrie Bolt, without you stirring the drink.
Alrighty then.
Well, it's true. It's true, Carrie. And you know what? I know you don't like it, but, you know, the wall that heals, bringing that here. You know, I know you got a lot of good fallout out of that. That was such a tremendous program, and so many people just were really thrilled with it.
Well, I'm glad. It was a hard program to pull off. It was a whole week, and I'm telling you, that ball spot I got, it got bigger. But I just felt great to just to show these veterans that somebody cares. And you know what? It wasn't just that I cared. this community showed they cared.
Absolutely, absolutely. It was a great program. You should be very proud to have brought it here to Greenwood. Well, we are here at Sharp Facets Gallery. We are talking with Carrie Bolt, who is a Veterans Affairs Officer for not only here but for Lawrence. It is time for South Carolina News, so I certainly hope you'll stay right with us. Hey, if you've got a question for Carrie, something that's on your mind and you want to say, give us a call right now, 229-7984. That's 229-7984. And to all our veterans out there, thank you for serving your country.
What does WLMA stand for? Well, it stands for Wow, Let's Meet Again, right here on 1350 AM, Greenwood and the Lakelands News Talk radio station.
Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. Saturday, what a day.
Okay. All right. Well, we are back here at Sharp Facets Gallery. People listening are thinking about ideas and things. And Bill Lowry, who is a veteran from the Korean and the Vietnam War, he said, with this new facility, it should be a recruitment tool for retirees in this area. And I'm sure you see it that people, when you have a center like this, it makes people want to come to the area. It's just like the hospital. The hospital is a big draw to this area. And this would be, too. What do you think, Carrie?
I think this is a great county, and we've got a lot of great things. And I think by having such a majestic place we're trying to do here, yes, ma'am, I think veterans will all want to come. Even if they don't want to move here, mm-hmm. they'll want to come see it.
So, yeah.
Kind of like the movie, if you build it, they will come.
If you build it, they will come. And you know what, Carrie, after seeing what you've done on some of the other things you've worked on, I believe that you will build it and they will come. So, the grand vision for this overall, for the whole thing, is there another facility like this in the state?
If it's out there, they've got it hid. They need to let me see it.
They need to let you see it, because it sure is a lot easier to build something when somebody else has already done it, right?
Yes, ma'am. That's correct.
All right. So you see now, we talked a little bit about this, but there will be even room for, you were talking about some counseling in this, because a lot of our veterans do come back, and they're really bothered by a lot of the stuff that happens over there.
Yes, ma'am. And a lot of this is outsourced. Dr. Ayers, he helps out a lot from the VA hospital in Augusta. And my thing is would be to support him and any of these young men and women coming back. I mean, it doesn't cost anything for them to come. He comes and counsels these young men and women, so why not?
Absolutely.
There's room for it, and that's what it's for, veterans.
Veterans. So anything to do with veterans, you're going to have a hand in making sure it happens right here. You know, if somebody has a thought process or an idea or something, they really should give you a call or give your office a call.
Please.
And what would be that number to call?
Well, I've got several numbers. I guess the best one would be to reach out to my Lawrence number right now. Since we're getting ready to move, it would be 864-984-4041.
4041. That's 984-4041.
Yes, ma'am. That way they can pass along anything back into Greenwood, because I'm hoping to keep our numbers, but I don't know yet. So.
Okay. All right. So if you've got a question or something on this, please give them a call. If you've got would like to see what they're planning to do with the plans now, is it posted anywhere where people can see what the front is going to be like? I know you had that rendering. We actually took a picture of it. We're going to be posting it on our website, but is there any other place, Carrie?
You know, I'm thinking about setting it right there in the, I guess you'd call that the foyer, at the old building, and so people can see there, and I'm asking the newspapers and to put it out to the public.
Okay. Well, we will have a picture of it posted on our website. We took a pretty darn good picture yesterday. It came out really good, so we'll post that there. But if you'd like to be involved in this project, whether it's a small donation or a big donation, it's the idea that it's a donation. Whether it's money, hey, that's great, but if it's services or product to help make things happen, all of these things really would make a difference. And, you know, the thing I like, Carrie, is that you want everybody to be recognized for all their parts in helping with this.
Yes, ma'am, because, you know, can't do it alone. And even if you're not a veteran and you get involved with this, hey, you're doing something great for Americans.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think the ceremony yesterday, to me, really drove home how it's the small things sometimes that make the biggest difference to a veteran.
Yes, ma'am. I mean, you've got to understand, like those two gentlemen, they went years without their awards. The camaraderie, like we talked about, it's totally different in the military than most civilian jobs. In military, it's a great place, but it's a hard life in certain cases. And just to show that somebody cares, and then when you do it in their community with their family there, it makes a huge difference.
Yeah, it really does. It really drove the point home to me yesterday as I talked to James Coote Henderson and, of course, to Robert Livingston too. It wasn't the size of it. It was the mention, the thank you, the whole thing, because it's an unbelievable experience. And if you're listening out there, or you know somebody that has never really gotten their due for what they did, it's a small thing, but it really is a big thing to do something like this. So give Kerry a call. You can call him 984-4041. That's 984-4041. Give him a call today. All right, so we're looking at November on this. You're going to try to work on the outside first and get that fixed up. Any other aspects of what's going to be going on with the library that you'd like to mention?
One thing is I'd like to make known to the public, any donations monetarily, the money will be taken by Mrs. Lisa White. She's the county treasurer for Greenwood County, and she'll have it separate line item for us. That way we can show the public every penny that was donated and where exactly it went. So I surely want the public to know that.
Absolutely. So if somebody wants to send a check, let's say they want to send a check, where do they send it, and how is what you were just telling us, but where do they send it?
To the county treasurer, Greenwood.
County treasurer right here in Greenwood. You can send your donations. They will be earmarked for the Veterans Affairs.
Yeah, the thing you'd want to do if you send the money like that, or if you bring money there to the treasurer, you want to specify if you want it for the upgrade of the library, or you want to donate to the Hall of Heroes program.
Okay.
Hall of Heroes is like helping us to buy plaques and cases for the museum portion of the library.
Shadow boxes.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And then the other portion is for the premise.
For the premise. So you can actually decide where you'd like that money put.
Yes, ma'am. That's
okay.
Correct.
All right, so don't hesitate to do this. This project needs to get done. It needs to be being used. It needs to be completed by November 10th, 2012, on the outside, so that on November 11th, we can say we can have a full-blown ceremony right there. Hey, I think that's a terrific goal there.
Yeah.
I think it's a terrific goal. All right, hey, we're going to hear a word from our sponsors. Don't you go away.
This year will be a simpler year. One fine gift to last a lifetime from Mother Earth with love. A diamond to light the way and create the energy to keep your love alive. Only at Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood, 229-6276.
Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. Saturday, what a day. Rockin' all week with you.
Oh, that's right. We're back here at Sharp Facets Gallery on the 72 Bypass. When people see this video, they're going to think I'm a... I'm hitting you with the newspaper. I'm not. I'm flashing it at Gracie, folks. All right. We are here right now having a good time talking about what is happening. And, of course, it is all about the old library being turned into the new Veterans Service Center right here in Greenwood. But, you know, it takes a lot of people to put this together. And, of course, Jim Keir with the county, the county council members coming on board and helping do this. But there's some Mike Pitts and Billy O'Dell and Jeff Duncan. They have been instrumental too, haven't they?
They have been behind me, the VA office since the day I've got here. I mean, strong supporters. Anytime I need anything for a veteran, they're there for me, and they help me get through the thick red tape.
Sure. And, of course, Jeff presented the two veterans yesterday with flags that had flown over the Capitol in Washington, D.C.
Yes, ma'am.
And of course, that is. But, you know, it's all about being able to cut through, like you said, that red tape. There's a lot of it, isn't there?
A ton. But, you know, the thing is this. Jeff and Mike were with, matter of fact, they hired me and Lawrence. I don't know what they were thinking that day, but anyway, long and short is, when I started this Hall of Heroes program, they have never missed being a part of any portion of it. Anything I needed, anything that was had to be done, they were there for me. And in this day and age, it's hard to get people to stand behind you like that.
Absolutely. Now, one of the things that I had a question about, you know, the military is paring back, they're cutting back. What is this going to mean as far as veterans are concerned? Are we still going to be looking at being able to fund and have? Are they? What is the inside track that you have on that, Kerry?
VA-wise, you mean?
VA, yeah. I mean, all the benefits and things that are supposed to be there.
There's been no mention of any cuts there yet.
Okay.
Keyword?
Yet. Yes, I heard that.
So that's about the best I can give you there.
Okay.
Nothing being given, nothing being taken.
Okay. All right. Well, I certainly hope we'll have people that will fight hard to make sure that we still maintain the benefits and whatnot that were promised to our vets.
With Jeff Duncan, you got a beyond awesome representative there. Locally, Mike Pitts, Billy O'Dell, Floyd Nicholson, can't beat it.
So hopefully that will all stay intact. Now, we've talked about what you can do. You can be involved. You can either send, go by, give them a check. You can decide whether you'd like it to go towards the Hall of Heroes wall, which involves buying plaques and shadow boxes and all this type of thing. In fact, you're having the 8th dinner, aren't you, tonight, over there in Lawrence?
In Lawrence County, they're hosting the 8th annual Hall of Heroes. It'll be the first time we've done that portion, a dinner for all of them mm-hmm. together. And it's really sad because a lot of their families will be there, but out of the 106 inductees that we've had there in those past years, I think we've lost about 36 of these great men and women, you know, since right. our program's been started. But
sure.
You know what? I can honestly say they went home knowing that somebody cared, and they were. I'm telling you, you got to see these. Especially
You were telling me about a gentleman who was an older gentleman that was with a walker and stooped over. And when he got his award, what happened over there in Lawrence?
Mr. W.R. Garrett, if I had not been there to see it, God rest his soul, I'm telling you what a great man he was. He was Rambo of World War II, and I can tell you, he had a walker. And he was all bent over from years of hard farm work. And when they pinned that bronze star on him, I thought, sure, he's going to throw the walker.
He was able to stand up straight.
He was right there. He was 17 years old again. It was awesome to see.
And you were telling me about taking a group of them down to the State House.
That's another thing. I try to take a group every year, maybe one or two groups a year, and have the local delegation and senators recognize them for their service.
Sure.
And they go wild on me. They get down and they get such great recognition from the delegates and the mm-hmm. senators' stuff, and they're just like the newspapers there. Yeah, and they go wild on me, you know, and I got to take a rope and tie them back in the car, but it's just great to see the pride come back in these men.
Well, I think that is terrific. And, you know, I think we can say the same type of thing happens when they go on these honor flights.
Awesome. I've seen it. It's awesome.
And it is. And, you know, I've talked to some of the guys that have gone on these, and in Greenville they stand at the top of the stairs and salute and come down those stairs, and with people cheering, it just... It actually sends almost chills up your spine.
Well, you know, and since we've had the Hall of Heroes program in Lawrence, now we're integrating in here, it's just to have the older veterans and then have these young men and women in these local units participate in the young and the old together, and it's just they mesh together. you'd never know there's an age difference.
You'd never know there was an age difference?
You'd never know that. And the only time you see there in like the younger soldiers, like if I got a tank or a helicopter or something, they're talking to them about it, but, you know, they also want to tell about their day, you know. So, you know, it's a test of will there, you know, and whose day was better.
Whose day was better,
that's
yeah.
Right.
The good old days and the newer good old days.
That's right, but it's great. It's great. It's just a great program, and it's just great when the community's involved. That's another thing. When these units come back and they participate in the Hall of Heroes, you've got to understand now these younger soldiers, mama, daddy, girlfriends, boyfriends, mm-hmm. they all get to see, and now they're getting to show their pride for their soldier.
Absolutely. So, you know, and even though we don't have that many going to Iraq right now, we still have servicemen all over. In fact, Carrie, I don't know if you know this, but we've started a program with the Civil Air Patrol. We're sending shoeboxes to the troops all year round,
great.
Not just at Christmas, but all year round.
Outstanding.
Yes. It is something we started at Christmas time, but that is the intent. The Civil Air Patrol right here in Greenwood is going to be packing up those shoe boxes. We collected a lot of funds to help send them off because that's the most expensive part is sending all these packages off.
You know, and another thing I'd like to mention is the public, you know, they seem that we've withdrawn troops from Iraq. Well, that's true, but they don't see all these troops going into Kuwait. They don't see these troops still going back to Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
Peace, love, and harmony is not here amongst us right now.
No, it's
our
not.
Troops are still suffering, you know.
Absolutely. And, you know, when you see what's happening over there in Iraq, it makes you wonder, will we be back in Iraq?
Yes, ma'am.
I mean, I have real serious concerns about
That's
us going
us.
Back. Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Absolutely. So if you would like to honor somebody, if you have somebody in your family or maybe you're listening and you'd like to see about doing this, let's tell them what they have to do to become part of the Hall of Heroes. Because now, how many people do we have in the Hall of Heroes so far?
Right now, we've got six.
Okay.
Six from this year.
Okay. You did some at the Vietnam Wall.
Yes, ma'am. We did.
That's right.
That night. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Did six.
And now you're going to be looking for more to put in there. So I guess you would have to get on a list in order to make this happen.
What we do is people bring in their nominees. We review everything, make sure that, you know, honorable discharge and everything, and we find out all the information about the veteran, and we put them in order as we get them. And mm-hmm. then, like over in Lawrence, we usually take 21 a year. And I'm going to try
How
to do
come up with 21, just out of curiosity?
Just a magical number of a salute.
Okay, all right.
21 gun salute.
Okay, all right. See, I didn't realize that. I'm not a military person. I'm learning. Okay.
And then we want to do the same thing here, but like right now, my main objective right now, we'll take people who want to nominate somebody for Hall of Heroes,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to try to do it at a smaller scale this year because of the
magnitude of undertaking this big program here.
Yes, ma'am.
With the library.
I'm trying to get another me. I'm looking for mini me, but I can't find him. You know? So please, I beg people to come help me.
And they probably won't hire another mini me, will they? The budget has something to do with that, Carrie.
I'm doing all I can. Please, I beg of you, help me.
Help him. Help him. He needs help there. So if you are out there and you have some time, you know, I guess you could use almost like a docent program here to help get everything done and help out in different angles, huh?
All I can say is I drink gasoline every day trying to keep going.
Trying to keep going? All right, you take the heavy-duty stuff. That's right. All right, well, we are here at Sharp Facets Gallery. We have had Carrie Bolt here. We've got time for one or two more questions. If you have a question before we go off the air, don't hesitate to call us, 229-7984. That's 229-7984. I do want to tell you what the price of gold, let's see, this morning it went up. Let's see if it's still up there. Oh, gosh, right now the price of gold is, and the price of silver is, on the magic number here, what does it say? It was at $17.46. Let's see if anything different comes up. So, gosh, right now silver is, gold is at $1,730. It's got fallen back some, and silver is at $33.16. So good prices to be in here selling. Don't let the price drop away. It has dropped back some, but not too bad. So come see us right here at Sharp Facets Gallery on the 72 bypass. Also, let's give you a weather update while we have a second. Weather update. Hey, Gracie, be good. Right now, 59 degrees and fair outside. The sun, it is shining. We are looking for a high of 63 and tonight a low of 42. Gosh, yesterday's ceremony, you couldn't have called in any better weather, could you have, Carrie?
No, ma'am. It was awesome.
It was. It was. Jeff Duncan was there. Mike Pitts was there. Floyd Nicholson, Senator Billy Odell. All of them were there, and they were saluting our two veterans who got their Purple Hearts and a combat infantry badge. That is Coot Henderson, James Coot Henderson, and Robert J. Livingston. So I certainly hope that you, as you know of people that need these awards, should get these awards and never got them, that you will get together with Carrie Bolt. Number over there, 984-4041. That's 984-4041. And if you have ideas, if you have a suggestion on how to make this come together, Carrie Bolt, very busy man that he is. You want to talk to him, don't you, Carrie?
I'm waiting for the call.
You're waiting for the call. All right. Well, give him a call, 984-4041. Don't be disappointed if you don't get him on the phone right away. You will call him back, won't you?
I promise.
You promise. Okay. Well, then, this has been a great time for you to be here. It's been the day after the dedication there. Such a nice start, and hopefully by November 11th, 2012, we'll have the program totally going. Gracie, you are incorrigible. All right, we are here at Sharp Facets Gallery on the 72 Bypass. Carrie Bolt, thank you so much for being here today.
Okay, thank you, too.
All right, 984-4041. That's 984-4041. Give Carrie a call. He's with the veterans. The old library is going to be a new veteran center. It's absolutely going to be fabulous. Gracie, I guess you do like Carrie Bolt, huh? All right. Hey, I hope everybody will get out this afternoon. I hope you'll check out the video that we'll be posting on the website of yesterday's event. And we'll post a picture of the new plan for the Veterans Center in Uptown Greenwood. Carrie, thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate it.
All right. This is WLMA right here in Greenwood. Bye-bye, Carrie. Bye-bye, Gracie. Y'all have a great afternoon.